Previously on The Mandalorian.
What's your highest bounty?
There is one job.
Underworld?
Deep pocket.
Greef Karga said you were the best in the Parsec. I have a Comptono of Beskar waiting for you upon delivery of the asset.
The Razorcrest lands on the mud planet.
You are a Mandalorian. I will help you. Many have passed through. They seek the same one.
IG unit, stand down!
You are a guild member.
I have a suggestion. We split the reward.
This is acceptable.
The two bounty hunters fight their way into the safe room.
The tracking fob is still active. There is a life form present.
The IG unit aims his blaster at the baby. The bounty droid falls dead beside the Mandalorian, who reaches out to the child. On the mud planet, striated pillars of petrified soil form a canyon wall, at the base of which stands a small duck-billed lizard creature. It gazes off alertly, its crested head swiveling on its lithe neck. Suddenly, it scampers off from a puddle. The Mandalorian walks in with a steady gait through the mud, the pram hovering alongside him. He unhurriedly navigates his path through a gulch shaded by the high, arching canyon walls. After he's passed, a number of the lizard creatures come out from the craggy rock formations and cautiously stare after the pair. The wide-eyed infant blinks around at its arid surroundings from the floating carriage. The curious lizard creatures keep pace with the duo from along the canyon walls. Paying them no mind, the Mandalorian continues his solemn trek. He stops as the lizard creatures all suddenly scatter back to their safe confines. Two shadows from above glide across the canyon wall behind him. He puts a hand to his sidearm. His helmeted head looks all around as he gazes out through his T-shaped visor. His gloved fingertips brush up and down his holster, itching to draw. A Trandoshan leaps down and disarms him with a warglaive before he can fire, a tracking fob blinking on his belt. The Mandalorian shoves the pram a safe distance away, then absorbs the blows with his armored forearms and flings his foe to the mud. Two more Trandoshans leap in. The Mandalorian uses the first one's glaive to parry a number of strikes as he takes them both on at the same time. An electrified strike sparks off his new pauldron. He powers the forked bayonet extension on his long-arm sniper rifle and delivers a shock to one of the Trandoshans. While the Mandalorian finishes off his cohort, the first Trandoshan recovers and runs for the pram, but a blast from the rifle reduces him to smithereens, leaving his fob blinking in the dirt. The child looks innocently at its protector from the floating baby carriage. A title appears over black, The Mandalorian. Chapter 2, The Child. At dusk, the bounty hunter sits reclined in the Badlands, administering first aid to himself. The child watches from the pram nearby. The Mandalorian cauterizes a cut on his arm between the shoulder and elbow joints of his armor. The child's big, dark eyes gaze intently at its protector. The Mandalorian remains preoccupied with his first aid treatment as the infant rises from its baby carriage. The child toddles over to him. It gently reaches out to his wound with its three-fingered claw, then narrows its eyes until they're almost shut. The Mandalorian picks up the child, interrupting its concentration, and places it back in the pram. He then sits back down by his dim lantern. Picking up his breastplate from the ground, he uses a repair tool like a soldering iron on some circuitry that runs all along its underside. A light blinks on as he powers up the armor. Noticing the child toddling over to him again with its arm outstretched, he picks it back up and returns it to its pram. Through his T-visor, he gazes down upon the pointy-eared child, then punches some controls on his gauntlet. The pram closes. In the morning, the Mandalorian walks with the floating baby carriage up a muddy hill. The image dissolves to later in the day as they reach a dry hillock. The Mandalorian steps up to the crest and sees a huge sandcrawler parked beside his Razor Crest with Jawas stripping the ship of its parts. Unstrapping his long-arm sniper rifle from his back, he detaches its scope and peers through it. The enhanced view zooms in on Jawas organizing the parts to be loaded onto their crawler. The Mandalorian steadies his rifle against his shoulder and trains on a Jawa carrying a cylinder up the ramp. He squeezes off a shot, scores a direct hit, and vaporizes the Jawa, leaving behind just its cloak. He shoots a second one. Chambering another round, he takes aim at a Jawa firing around aimlessly in confusion. The blast decimates it, leaving its cloak deflated on the ground. The crawler's gangway ramp folds shut as it pulls out on its treads. The Mandalorian descends from the hillock and chases after it as it lumbers away, the pram trailing after him. Taking a knee, he trains his rifle on an exhaust pipe and squeezes off a shot. The blast causes vapor to spew from an opening. The Mandalorian sprints after the sandcrawler. Closing in on the right side, he grabs a hold of its suction tube. A shutter pushes open above, and a Jawa's red glowing eyes peer out. It spots the Mandalorian climbing up the side. The shutter closes. The Mandalorian hangs between two treads, getting pelted with debris that's kicked up from the muddy terrain. A Jawa looks down from the roof. It grabs a microphone dangling on a cord. Listening through a speaker horn in the cab, the driver works a set of throttles. The sandcrawler veers toward a boulder of dried mud as the Mandalorian focuses on climbing a ladder. A peeping Jawa slides its hatch shut. The Mandalorian sees the side of the sandcrawler plowing through the boulder and quickly hoists himself out of harm's way. Poking out from hatches above, the Jawas rain debris down on him. The pram continues to follow along at a safe distance. Amid the onslaught of debris, the Mandalorian works his way up the side of the slow-moving vehicle. Finding handholds, he maneuvers like a rock climber to a precarious height. As he grabs for a Jawa, it swings its shutter closed on his fingers and nearly causes him to lose his grip. He fires his grappling hook to a jib arm overhanging the roof and begins scaling the vertical surface on foot. The Jawas pelt him with more debris. From a tiny window, he gets jabbed by an electrified pole arm. He swipes at his Jawa attacker, but it slips away and closes its shutter. Swinging on his cable, the Mandalorian kicks another Jawa, pestering him from a hatch, then grabs a third and yanks it overboard. The pram keeps up with the sandcrawler from behind. The Jawas on the roof begin hammering away at the jib arm, causing it to buckle, then finally give way. The Mandalorian drops. As one of the Jawas goes to take a look, an armored hand grabs it and throws it off the roof. The Mandalorian finally arrives at the top, only to be faced with nearly a dozen Jawa blasters. They zap him with a stunning shockwave that causes him to collapse overboard and land flat on his back far below. A residual current courses along the seams of his armor until the picture goes completely black. Now the baby lowers its ears as it gazes at the Mandalorian lying out cold in the mud. It cocks its head slightly. Coming to, the Mandalorian sits himself up and gets his bearings. He eyes tracks in the mud left behind by the long-departed sandcrawler, then looks to the child hovering beside him in its pram. The image wipes away to later in the day to find him walking stiffly along a trail of discarded components back to his stripped Razor Crest. On board the ship, he opens his arsenal closet and finds all the racks bare. Slamming the doors shut, he crosses through the interior past sparks showering down from broken wires. He pauses to eye a dangling hydraulic clamp, then enters the cockpit and makes a quick appraisal. Taking his seat at the helm, he cycles through switches on the dash. He watches a puff of black exhaust plume from one of his thruster engines, then tries the other and gets nothing. Dropping down into the engineering deck, he looks around at the hollowed-out core of his ship, then takes a seat on a ledge and shakes his helmeted head. The child peeks in. The Mandalorian gets up and brings the infant back outside his crippled vessel. Leaving the Razor Crest behind, he marches out across the tracks of the Sandcrawler and into the parched Badlands. A new image wipes in from top to bottom of his helmet cresting a ridge that overlooks a dusky mountain range at his back. The pram floats alongside him. As more time passes, the sun sets on the horizon and leaves a pinkish-orange glow that silhouettes the two lonely figures on their journey. Wispy clouds blanket the sky over the Ugnaught's isolated ranch. Perched on a vaporator tower, the small porcine homesteader uses a soldering tool on the workings inside an opened panel. He keeps his eyes on his task as the Mandalorian comes walking in below.
I thought you were dead.
The bounty hunter stands there, gazing up at him through his T-visor. The Ugnaught turns on his circular platform and looks down at him over the railing. Later, the child follows a bullfrog hopping across the mud. The Ugnaught eyes it as he washes up.
This is what was causing all the fuss?
I think it's a child.
It is better to deliver it alive, then.
My ship has been destroyed. I'm trapped here.
Stripped, not destroyed. The Jawas steal. They don't destroy.
Stolen or destroyed makes no difference to me.
The Mandalorian does repair work on his gauntlet.
They're protected by the crawling fortress. There's no way to recover the parts.
You can trade.
With Jawas? Are you out of your mind?
I will take you to them. I have spoken.
Hey! Spit that out.
The child swallows the huge bullfrog in one gulp, then looks at them and smiles. Later that night, the Ugnaught rides astride a yoked blurg that draws a hover cart from its withers. A thunderstorm rains down on the Mandalorian as he sits perched on a seat, exposed to the elements with his rifle across his lap. The next day, the Sandcrawler sits parked in a valley with a Jawa camp set up below. They spot the Ugnaught riding in on his blurg.
Greetings.
The Mandalorian comes into view on his cart. The Jawas draw their weapons.
They really don't like you for some reason.
Well, I did disintegrate a few of them.
He watches shutters flap open on the crawler. Tiny cloaked heads peer down on him as he passes.
You need to drop your rifle.
I'm a Mandalorian. Weapons are part of my religion.
Then you are not getting your parts back.
Fine.
Setting aside his sniper rifle, he hops down off the cart as the Ugnaught dismounts his blurg. The Jawas keep their weapons raised.
And the blaster.
The Mandalorian looks down sharply at the Ugnaught, who waddles into camp.
Good. La mana na you.
The bounty hunter drops his blaster on the cart. The Ugnaught waves for him to approach. He leaves behind the child, watching from the cart. The Ugnaught takes a seat with the lead Jawa on a carpet, and the Mandalorian follows suit.
They will trade all the parts for the Beskar.
I'm not going to trade anything. These are my parts. They stole them from me.
They belong to me. You speak terrible Jawa. You sound like a Wookiee.
You understand this?
He fires his flamethrower.
He is Mandalorian. He cannot give you his Beskar armor. What else may he trade?
Two Jawas examine the child.
Get away from it!
They scamper off.
There must be something else.
The Jawas huddle up and confer.
We will require the egg. Bring us the egg.
The egg? What egg?
The egg. The egg. The egg. The egg. The egg. The egg. The egg.
The Mandalorian now rides hunched in the low-ceilinged cab of the crawler. As they hit a bump, his helmet whacks the ceiling. The crawler works its way up through a cleave in the hills, then stops on its mighty treads and lowers its ram. The Ugnaught, the Mandalorian, and the floating bassinet all stand waiting at the top. As the bounty hunter and the pram proceed down the ramp toward the wet dirt below, the Jawas gather to watch. The Mandalorian walks purposefully across the mud, leaving the mobile fortress behind. The Ugnaught stares after him proudly. A new image wipes in from bottom to top of the Mandalorian and pram hiking down into a canyon. The far end of the muddy bowl terminates in a shadowy cave that burrows deep into the mountainside. Its walls are striated as if carved by an excavator. The Mandalorian arrives at the entrance and stops, sunlight glinting off his helmet of Beskar steel. He activates a control on his gauntlet, halting the pram. The gaping abyss looms before him. He touches some of the rifle cartridges clipped to his bandolier strap, checks a blade tucked inside one of his boots, and locks down the armor plating on his gauntlets. Drawing his sidearm, he ventures forth into the cave. The pram stays put outside, a safe distance back from the entrance. The Mandalorian moves cautiously down a murky tunnel. His blaster pistol hangs poised in his hand. Reaching an area of total darkness, he activates a lamp on his helmet. He sweeps the light around right and left. The beam falls upon a set of bones buried in the mud. The Mandalorian inches ahead through the dark, dripping, wet cave. Crouching to one knee, he takes a closer examination of the bones. He lifts his head and searches the area. His light sweeps across a muddy wall. A crevice pops open to reveal an eyeball with a cloudy pupil. From outside the cave, the child watches blaster bolts flash dimly in the darkness. The Mandalorian comes flying out and crashes to the mud, his chest plate in shambles. Preceded by its gigantic horn, an enormous woolly rhinoceros-like beast stomps out from the entrance. The Mandalorian grabs his sniper rifle, steadies himself in a kneeling position, and aims. He checks the muddy chamber. It's jammed. The giant rhino charges, rams him with its horn, and sends him flying through the air in a huge arc. His rifle lands far away in the mud. The beast notices the child in its pram and barrels toward it. The Mandalorian activates a control on his gauntlet and makes a swiping motion, causing the bassinet to swoop out of harm's way at the last second. The woolly behemoth turns its aggression back on the Mandalorian, who activates his flamethrower as the beast's horn slams him down into the mud. The creature pulls back, allowing him to fire his grappling cable around the horn. The beast then gallops away, yanking him along the ground. The Mandalorian maneuvers onto his boots like a water skier, then takes a tumble as the creature abruptly wheels around. He staggers to his feet just in time to be met by another strike of the horn that throws him flat on his back. His muddy helmet drifts out of focus. Looking out through his visor, he finds the canyon walls a blur. The child watches, batting its big black eyes. Sparks flicker from the Mandalorian's damaged armor. He valiantly tries to sit up. Squaring off with him from dozens of feet away, the creature thumps its horn in the dirt. The Mandalorian manages to get one leg up as the beast begins its charge, and he pulls the blade from his boot. Bracing the dagger with both hands, he holds it out in futility as he lowers his head for impact. The child's clawed hand reaches out from the pram, and the beast's charge comes to a sudden halt, held back by an unseen force. The Mandalorian slowly looks up to find it still pawing at the mud, but not getting anywhere. He staggers to his feet as the beast rises off the ground, suspended in midair. It struggles bewilderedly in its weightless state. The mud-soaked Mandalorian looks to the child and sees its arm extended from the pram. He slowly looks back to the flailing beast. It abruptly crashes back down to the ground, and he stabs it in the side of the neck. They both collapse from their wounds, the beast's massive horn weighing its head down. The Mandalorian staggers back to his feet. He twists the blade in deeper, finishing the beast off, then yanks it back out from its thick, muddy hide. His armor sparking, he looks to the pram, but sees no sign of the magical child. Silhouetted by the glare of the low-hanging sun, he limps his way over. Over the rim, he discovers the child sleeping soundly. The Mandalorian lingers there with the sun at his back, his true features masked by his helmet as he gazes at the serene image before him. The picture cuts to black. It fades back in on an oblong sphere illuminated by the Mandalorian's helmet lamp. His gloved hands rub its damp, woolly surface, then disturb it from its muddy bed inside the cave. He holds up the pumpkin-sized egg for a closer inspection. Back at the sandcrawler, one of the Jawas shakes its head and makes a negatory gesture toward the Ugnaught as its brethren start to head inside.
Just a little while longer. Fine, go without me.
The ramp slowly rises. The Ugnaught turns around and folds his arms, then uncrosses them as he sees something. His friend emerges from the canyon with a floating pram. The ramp stops closing.
I have it. I've got the egg.
The Jawas stream back out from their crawler as the Mandalorian makes his way up the muddy plain. They swarm around him, pawing at the egg under his arm. He hands it over. The Jawa leader takes it up onto the ramp and holds it aloft for all to see. Handing it off to a comrade, he takes out a knife and hacks the crown off the egg. He then reaches inside and shovels some of its caramelly yolk into his hidden mouth. The others crowd around and hungrily do the same, leaving viscous strings of yolk draped in every direction. The Mandalorian shakes his head at the ravenous feast and turns away to approach the Ugnaught.
I'm surprised you waited.
I'm surprised you took so long.
The bounty hunter cocks his head wryly. At dusk, the Ugnaught guides his blurg back across the Badlands, towing the cart now filled with the scavenged pieces of the Razor Crest. The pram hovers alongside the seated Mandalorian.
Is it still sleeping?
Yes.
He gives the bassinet a little shake, but the child doesn't wake.
Was it injured?
I don't think so. Not physically.
Explain it to me again. I still don't understand what happened.
Neither do I.
His helmet turns pensively toward the sun. After dark, the blurg brings them to the landing site of the Razor Crest.
There's no way we're gonna get this to work without a full maintenance facility. This is gonna take days to fix.
If you care to help, it might go faster.
He raises a tower of lamps and hands the Mandalorian a tool.
There's much work to do.
In a montage of overlapping images, they weld and hammer sheet metal. The Mandalorian hefts up a large component, and the Ugnaught gives him an approving nod. Later, the Ugnaught uses a rope line to raise an item on a pulley. Through it all, the child continues its slumber. Standing inside one of the engine wells, the Ugnaught welds fan blades onto the compressor. The Mandalorian replaces a panel on the hull. The Ugnaught coils up some repaired wires, then cycles control switches in the cockpit. The Mandalorian walks through the cargo bay, checking that everything's back in its rightful place. The cockpit canopy shows the morning sun outside while the Ugnaught tests a throttle. Finally, the Mandalorian sits back at the helm. He looks out at the portside engine and sees it glowing to life again, then runs another sequence, looks out at the starboard side, and finds it operational as well. Later, he faces the Ugnaught near the gangway.
I can't thank you enough. Please allow me to give you a portion of the reward.
I cannot accept. You are my guest, and I am therefore in your service.
He bends down to collect a crate of his tools.
I could use a crew member of your ability, and I can pay handsomely.
I am honored, but I have worked a lifetime to finally be free of servitude.
I understand. Then all I can offer is my thanks.
And I offer mine. Thank you for bringing peace to my valley.
The Ugnaught waddles off down the ramp. The Mandalorian watches him mount his blurg.
And good luck with the child. May it survive and bring you a handsome reward. I have spoken.
The bounty hunter gives him a brotherly nod. Returning to the cockpit, he takes stock of his refurbished surroundings, then uses his gauntlet to remotely swing the pram over to a jump seat. The cockpit door slides shut. Sitting down in his pilot seat, the Mandalorian swivels to face the control display and starts flipping switches. Red lights blink to life on his dash. Outside, exhaust nozzles telescope out from the engines as they fire up. From astride his blurg, the Ugnaught waves to his friend inside the cockpit. The Mandalorian pushes forward on a joystick, and the Razor Crest lifts off. The Ugnaught watches it rise into the sky above. The Mandalorian takes a last look at him before retracting his landing gear and racing off toward the heavens. The Ugnaught gazes after him proudly. Leaving the planet's atmosphere behind, the Razor Crest arcs into outer space. It swoops into full view, its brushed metallic hull gleaming in the starlight. On board, the Mandalorian turns away from his piloting controls and looks over to the pram behind him. He gives it a shake, but the child remains asleep. The Mandalorian gazes at its peaceful little green face. He turns back to his controls. Behind his shoulder, the baby stirs awake. The Mandalorian remains focused on his piloting duties while the child watches him. The Razor Crest rockets off toward an infinite starfield with its twin engines aglow, cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voices by Mike DeBonis and Nicole Zanzarella.